Okay, let us begin our Walk Tall January 5th coaching call. So let's start with individual questions, and so let's go one person at a time. And I'd also love to know what your specific goal for this week is in regards to your foundation systems type of stuff. So what is that one thing? And then let's also do a little bit of the goal stuff. So if everybody wants to do that, awesome. And if not, then that's okay too. Who would like to go first?
Kay.
Okay, yes.
Yeah. I was waiting for the unmute. I was supposed to click it. Sorry, my bad.
Okay, cool. Hi. Yes.
I don't know. I don't know what I want to say just yet. I was going to wait to hear where the direction was going with the conversation. I think you, I don't know, because so far you've, I think, given me all of the advice that I can think of at the moment that I need to keep moving forward with keeping a regular practice of the, you know, moving my things forward. I don't know.
Do you have anything to report back on that, the process, the client process?
Yes, I did draft sort of the client version of what the process is, something that I can fine-tune to, you know, explain to them how it works. And I took the perspective of, you know, how you mentioned, like, what would get me towards my goals or feeling of empowerment. And I think it's, you know, not letting maybe the client decide the process as much as maybe I've let them. And I didn't really think about that until I started outlining it, which was
oh.
a good exercise for me. In the way that I say, if you don't need as much of my help, then I won't give it to you. I'll let you determine how much help you need or not. But I think in practice, that leads to projects never being fully completed. So by defining the end-to-end process, it finalizes and shows them the full result of, I know I explain it to people verbally when I talk with them, but I think having it in writing will make it a little more clear and make them commit to the, you know, the end-to-end, you know, taking it all the way down to the final installations and accessorizing and things is where people tend to taper off and go, oh, it's okay, we got the big pieces, so.
Right.
I'm out of money or I'm done. So this way it'll be like, well, if you don't have enough money, let's just not start at the moment because our project loads are too full. So,
great.
Yeah. So I think, so that's good. And then my mom and I are having regular Monday meetings after this one. So, you know, I've got my action items and I'm trying to make it, I'm going to make a sheet I just decided right now during the break that says we're not allowed to talk about the family, the kids, you know, our other, you know, things that affect our lives because we're more than just coworkers. So we don't, you know, so then we don't get the work done as much. So.
Great. Oh, I love, love, love that idea. So clarifying that this, whatever it is, half hour or 1 hour time container basically is for our business meeting, for just getting caught up, where are we, what are we working on this week, and that kind of thing.
Right. And then having like just rules on a piece of paper or the dry erase board that says no kids, you know, whatever is, sure, it'll still work its way in there. But I remembering back to you know, a manager I had back in my high-tech days who would every single meeting, you know, our weekly staff meeting, he'd say, okay, here's our rules, here's the agenda, here's how much time you have, and then you pass it on to the next person. If you talk about something different, we don't do that in this meeting. And it was just, even though you knew it, just having it said every single time keeps you focused and, you know, reminded. So I'm going to
right. So will she see that? Are your meetings at your place?
Yes.
Oh,
yes.
Okay.
Meet in person, and I think the Monday time frame is a good one for both of us because we can get a view of the work week and, you know, each do our tasks at our own pace, whatever we can fit into our schedules with our predetermined, agreed upon deadlines in mind. So,
right.
So anyway.
Great. Yeah. So what is the next step on the client process?
On the client process, we're going to define templates, you know, create templates for the overall project plan, how we'd roll out every project, as well as, you know, template worksheets like for window treatments or for, you know, furniture purchases or, you know, whatever those are. I'm going to brainstorm with her a little bit more. I have a, you know, little brain dump of some that I've thought of, but yeah. And then from there, I mentioned before, I'm going to talk to a couple of folks to see if they'd be a good fit in working with us to execute on those things moving forward.
Yes.
The year. So
great. And
I'm
have you identified
out for the break? So,
okay.
Yeah, I didn't, you know, we couldn't get anybody lined up over the break and we were all distracted as well with, you know, being focused with family and going on. So that's on my today list to email and call those individuals and then set up meeting time for later this week, hopefully, or if not next week. So
awesome. And you have a written out list of the either role that you would want them to play or kind of scope of tasks that you would want to hand off to them?
I have a rough idea, but for today, I want to work with my mom in determining those roles as well. So
great.
We can be asking the right questions and make sure that we're getting the right skill sets from those individuals based on the role that we need to fill. So, So I think that will be good to, you know, again, all being very focused and thinking through things before, you know, reacting. Don't want to be in reacting mode as much as we have been in the past year, so it's too tiring.
Yeah, right. Great, okay. And so it sounds like those are all moving forward. Do you have any other bigger, or not even necessarily bigger, but some kind of larger project kind of thing that we can do sort of a goal unroll kind of process with for you? It could be like something that you are something that you're wanting to expand into I actually, you know, that hiring someone is a good example.
Let me think a moment. I don't have an answer right this second.
Okay.
Maybe we can go through the rest of the folks here and let me kind of think through that. And at the end, I'll come back and say, okay, I have
got some. Sounds great.
Around. That's okay.
All right. Okay. Thanks, Lisa. Great work. Yeah. Love how you're moving stuff forward and getting to the point where you're feeling good about the organization that you can be delegating and bringing someone on. That's just absolutely fantastic.
Yeah, it's a little scary, but in a good way. I think it just needs to happen. And, you know, I feel like it's a strange place to be where I don't want to grow the business. I feel like I'm trying to hide a little more. Like I don't want more people calling me, which is, I don't know, seems backwards with the purpose of why we're all here, right? But I don't know, the family side of my life and the work is getting like this and the family side's dropping and I want to bring it a little bit more this way. So just a reverse kind of a process for me. It's hard to wrap my brain around how to do that. And
So maybe... So kind of looping back to the envisioning part, if you haven't done an envisioning process, have you done the goals and vision lesson on the website yet?
I don't think I have, no.
Okay.
I mean,
I
the worksheets that we, you know, started with, that you provided with that to us, but...
Yeah, so maybe when you go through that, have in mind, what role do I want to be having as a business owner?
Mm-hmm.
Incorporating in exactly what you said as far as, you know, these are the things I want to be doing, and this is how much I want to be giving of myself. This is what I'm wanting to feel as a business owner, and this is how I want to feel in my family life as well. And so maybe let that part be sort of guiding your vision and your inquiry.
Okay. Yeah, that's good. Good tip. Okay.
Because some of these other questions, like, no, you don't know exactly how to do it, but you'll know when you're on track because of how it feels. You get really, you know, you already have the sense of like this and this. I encourage you, you know, just take it as deep as you can so you understand it as well as you can. Like, why am I wanting to hide? Is it that I'm not wanting to be seen, or am I hiding behind family? Am I using that as an excuse? You know, is it true that if I have more business, I will have less time for family? Is there a solution in here that I'm not seeing? You know, like, I feel like there's some good room for that. And then as you're very clear on that, as you move forward, then when you're meeting with these people and starting to delegate, you'll get a sense, you'll have a different measuring stick, you know?
Right. And I definitely feel like having defined processes and templates and things will help me also get a better rein on that. So as all the requests are coming in, I'm probably feeling even more overwhelmed because I don't have those foundational pieces there at disposal, yes. You know, ready to go forward with. So I know that's a big critical thing too, but I will also do that envisioning with the just a deeper reflection in mind as I work through.
To get that anchor point, just to get the anchor point. But then everything else, yes, absolutely.
Okay, no, that's great. Good. Thank you.
Cool. All right, thank you, Lisa. Nice work. Excellent.
Do you mind if I say something?
Please.
So I, a while ago, Lisa, a graphic designer actually create a flow chart for me that I give to clients to show them the flow of the work. And my intention was to then assign a date to each sort of process, just like you're talking about. I'd be happy to share that with you.
Oh, if you want, awesome.
If you want to see that.
Yeah. Okay. I'd love
to. I mean, obviously it relates to my work, but I think it might be useful for you to see that kind of layout type of thing.
That sounds fantastic. I'd love
to. Okay, I'll email that to you.
Okay, thank you. I appreciate it.
Yeah. Awesome. Thanks, Karen. Karen, why don't you stay unmuted? Woohoo!
I guess I'll go.
Yay. All right.
Because thanks. I haven't done my homework.
how's exercise?
Exercise is great. Yeah. I'm signed up, you know, through the end of February for 3 classes a week, 3 exercise classes a week. And then I have a buddy I'm going walking with in the morning at least once a week. And then I'm just doing yoga on my own in between. So it's going great.
Awesome. Great.
Yeah. Thank you for checking in on that.
Yeah. Of course.
Yeah. Hey, Sean, sorry to interrupt too. And the Pilates little video thing is awesome.
Pilates.
I do it at my gym, but I did a couple of videos this morning. It was good to get me.
Yeah.
What's the Pilates video? Where did you
that one for Belgium? So someone passed on a 40, it's like 40 abs. No. Abs in 40 days, and they're like 5-minute Pilates videos, and they've got like here's the exercise that you do, and then they've got like these bonus torture exercises for if you're wanting to do a little bit more,
and different levels too, like an intermediate, advanced, beginner, whatever. So,
yeah.
So where do you just do a search for Pilates? Like, how would I find that?
It's I'll see what they're. Do you have a Facebook account these days?
I have one, but I can check it. I never check it, but I can.
Okay, because that's where I have it, and so I can.
I think they're on
YouTube? I'll try to do Facebook. If I can find it, I'll let you know.
Just to get that. Okay. Yeah. And I'll send you the keywords to it.
Okay.
So you know to look up.
Okay. Thank you. Yeah. That's a good.
Yeah. Yeah. Good sure. Idea. Yeah. For those days, they get a little silly. Yeah. Go ahead.
Oh, I was going to say, in terms of work and goal setting and that, I have listened or I read and listened to the Envision and rolling out the goals, but I haven't been able to take the time to sit down and do the homework for that. Thank you very much for making all of these available for us after this is over, because I definitely want to go back. I mean, this has just been such a busy time of year for me that I haven't been able to give it the attention that I want to. So now, moving forward, I will go back and re-listen to some of the phone calls, as well as going back and doing the lessons that I haven't had a chance to do. So thank you very much for making that possible.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Sure. Yes, yeah. Yes, of course.
Yeah.
Do you have like one thing that you are going to focus on this week?
Organizing.
Okay. Great.
Yeah.
Did you find the
file folder? Yeah. I found that. Have not listened to it yet, but I now know.
That has a video. That one's all high tech.
Oh, video. Wow. Mm-hmm. Okay. Mm-hmm. So, yes, that was my goal. That's the first thing that came to mind, was organize and get kind of recalibrate. After having been busy for about a month and a half with everything else, I'm going to recalibrate and organize. And the words that came to mind were clear, breathable, open, light. So to create that in my working environment and my home is my goal.
Nice. I like it. Excellent. Great. Okay. So those will be part of your core words for when you go through and you do the exercises for the goals and vision stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Those will be a key anchor in that. Yeah.
Yeah.
Awesome. Yeah. Love it.
Okay.
Okay.
Thank you.
Yeah. Okay. Thanks, Karen. All right, Denise. You want to try again?
Can you hear me?
Yes. Hi.
Yeah, so I unplugged. That didn't work. And when I plugged back in the one I was using, it no longer worked.
Okay. Well, you're good now. Sounds great.
I restarted the computer. So.
I see.
Several things that people have said have been really touching in with me. Technology has been a huge issue for me. And getting this new computer, I thought, oh, things are going to be so much better now. And it's still slow. Like, I have, I'm not having that flashing issue on Google Hangouts, but when I was using Asana during our session, I was typing, and it was like there was this, like, 15-second delay of what I was typing and when it was showing up. And and I was having problems on Word yesterday, on my Yahoo, and I'm just so frustrated. I'm like, oh my gosh, I got a new computer, and things are still slow. So I'm feeling really frustrated with technology. So I'm going to be calling my new Geek Squad
right on
later on today and asking them how to speed things up. And then this time of year, it's been really hard. I appreciate that you've kept this going through the holidays so that we have this sort of this touchstone. And at the same time, I feel like it's such a crazy time of year that it's been so hard to stay on track with any of the lessons. So as Karen said, I'm really grateful that you have everything stored and I can go back and catch up. And one of the things that I've gotten really clear, well, I don't know about really clear, but over the holidays, I feel really emotional about it, but is I'm not really sure I'm cut out to do this whole solo entrepreneur thing. Mm-hmm. And And I so kept trying to tell myself, like, no, you know, just keep, it's hard, but just keep stepping forward. And when I look back on my life and the places where I've excelled in my career, it's always been in a team environment. And so I just feel, so there's some, definitely some, like, grief associated with that, but there's also, like, well, and I don't know if this is the right thing for me, but what came up and really kind of shifted it for me is I got an email forwarded to me by someone who took one of my cheese classes. And someone had posted on the local food coalition that they were looking for someone to, that they're starting a creamery in town right next to Three Forks Bakery. And they were looking for someone to join as a full-time employee and hoping that they had cheese experience. And I was like, oh, my God. And I just felt so excited about the possibility of, like, making cheese with someone and in a retail shop and teaching, you know, cheese-making classes because they want to do educational stuff as well. And I'm like, oh, my God, I'm perfect for this job. And I'm not sure how I fit in a full-time job and all that, but I just felt like, I just felt so excited about it. And that was sort of additional confirmation of what I've been feeling this last few weeks that, you know, I think I really need to work with someone else. So anyway, I spent, like, I was up till 1 o'clock in the morning on Saturday night responding with this whole, like, resume with all these online links of the spice and cooking articles I've written and my video for my, you know, everything. And I haven't heard anything back yet. And then I was also feeling like maybe I'm a little overwhelmed her because, you know, I may be too qualified in terms of she might have just been looking for someone, you know, kind of, I don't know, not someone with all the experience that I have in terms of, I don't know, business background, all that. It might be just a little, maybe it's just too much. So anyway, I'm starting to just have all these doubts about it. But I think what the most important thing that came out of it is just recognizing how my excitement about the possibility of working with someone else. And so I think that's really what I'm needing to focus on right now is getting some clarity around that. And do I want to partner with someone to do our thing together? Do I want to work for someone else? You know, just what does that working with someone else look like? And so anyway, that's kind of up for me right now. So.
Wow, that is some awesome opportunity for exploration.
Yeah.
The first thing that comes to mind is that, and I think you probably would have done this anyway, but I didn't hear you exactly say it, and that was really tapping into what it is you're wanting to that you were wanting to share through your own business, right? Because there's the essence of what you wanted to bring forth, and then there's the structure, there's the vehicle, right? And so it may well be, it's entirely possible, that the essence of what you are wanting to move forward is compatible, it could be compatible with working in someone else's business rather than starting your own. You know, I mean, that's entirely possible. But just like I was suggesting for Lisa, is being just having that real deep clarity of what it is you're wanting to bring forth and then being flexible and open to allowing, okay, what is the best vehicle, what's the best structure for this to come forth in the world? And if it means not being a scrappy solopreneur, like, cred, more power to you. You know, like, we've had a lot of conversations about this. It's not a smooth road. And that there's a possibility of someone who, like, a creamery? Are you kidding? Like,
right.
Wow, you know, we're not talking like, oh, get a job in a book, you know, in a bookkeeping firm and, like, do classes on the side. Like, yeah, and if you just got her the stuff on Saturday, you know, take a few breaths and give her some time to respond there.
I know, I wish she didn't already have a partner. I went back and saw another email she posted, and I guess she's partnering with a local chef. I'm like, darn, I want to partner with her. But
yeah. But there, and that can look, there are different ways that can look.
Yeah.
You know, like, there still could be very much a, a sharing of responsibility of designing a program. Like, you could bring something that she just wasn't even aware of.
Right.
Because that's the essence of what you are bringing, Denise, is like this other part that most people don't even think about. So maybe at the, you know, that like legal partnership level, you know, maybe that's not going to happen, if, you know, kind of thing. But yeah, stay true to what you want to be putting forth, and yeah, just take it step by step.
Yeah. Well, you know, the other thing that became clear is that I feel like I've been trying to figure it all out myself. And in the past, my experience was holding more of a general vision, and things would come into my life, and it didn't feel like so much work as like I had to figure it out what the next step was. Mm-hmm. And you know, I'll talk about that in the, you know, kind of spiritual community here, you know, like, you know, being open to the possibilities and what's coming, and, you know, you don't have to figure it out, just put your intention out there and the universe will, you know, bring the opportunities. But I feel like that hasn't happened in a couple of years, several years for me, and I feel like it's just me constantly, like, what is my next thing, what is my next thing, what is my next thing? And then as I've been visioning these last couple of weeks around working with someone else and being, like, being willing to drop the whole I have to do it myself, again, even if it's not the right opportunity, I feel like dropping that whole like I have to do it this way has opened up the universe to just say, hey, here, there's some other stuff out here if you just stop being so rigid about what you think you have to do. So yeah.
Wow, great. Okay, well, that
that's me.
I'm actually really thrilled, Denise, because I know it has been a lot of struggle, and yeah, it feels like there's some fluidity coming in, like you said, through acknowledging the possibility and letting go of how you were thinking that it was going to need to have to look, or what that might have to be.
Yeah.
So what is the next step with that? You're going to wait to hear back from her, and then continue to open yourself up to allowing for some other potential projects that you might explore.
Yeah, I want to do some visioning in some sacred space around what it can look like working with other people, and again, not get too specific, you know, like sort of with like the goddess Saraswati, has, you know, come this whole idea of the infinite possibility and the possibilities that are beyond what we can imagine. So not cutting myself off from what I can't see. So I want to do some visioning, but leave this sort of, you know, very free space around it too.
Super, super. Yeah. Anything I can support you with? Foundationally, really on that?
I think yes, because if I go through all of your all of your teaching videos. But nothing I can think of at the very moment in addition to that.
There. Well, I look forward to hearing how this unrolls, Denise.
Thanks.
Yeah, awesome. Oh, wow. Okay, thank you. I'll be thinking about you.
Thanks.
Cool.
All right, thank you.
All right, thanks, Denise. Who would like to go next? Shakti, Lisa, or Tamara? Tamara, thank you.
There we go. Can you hear me all right?
Yes. Hello.
I just want to acknowledge Denise, because sometimes I can get so overwhelmed with what I'm trying to take on and learn that I can't even see clearly some of the stories that are going on for me, and doubts or concerns or what I'm looking at or not looking at. And Denise, when you spoke that about just not even sure if you're cut out for it, I pretty much go through that every day. And because I still have both of my jobs, I also feel distracted, and I'm still kind of using what I have and not sure. I'm always asking to be shown my truth and hopefully doing what I can and being guided. And it was helpful to just realize that one of the things that I had written before I even heard Denise's share was that I've had this commitment to really learn how to utilize Facebook. I have my personal page, but to really learn how to use it professionally. And I'm very scared. I rarely do entries. I'm more of a voyeur on Facebook. And I just, I really thought, okay, that's doable and I can commit to that as my next task. And it feels good. But one of the things I think I've been living in is I got very involved in the envisioning lesson that you have. Love it. I love it. And I can get super lost in it. And I'm a dreamer. I'm artistic, and I do a lot of art. And it's one of my challenges is I think that I want to have my own feet on the ground and be my own business entrepreneur. I've always thought that for as long as I can remember, and yet I really do seem to navigate toward working for other people. It just seems easier. It's more organized, there's structure, and I find a way to, the jobs that I have, I'm very autonomous. I do my own thing, no one else is there, but I'm under a very structured, organized umbrella, and I flourish. So it's nice to know that about myself. So one of my challenges is to understand what I need to know and understand to do what I want to do on my own. My clarity, going back to Facebook as my task or what I'm working on, or you're calling it the unrolling process, Sean?
Yes.
I think what I got kind of lost in the envisioning process is who I want to be rather than who I am right now. And I just got really clear on that to the point of kind of a real solid centered feeling in the solar plexus, like, oh, duh, like this is what I'm supposed to be doing, is really starting from where I'm at right now, which is acknowledging everything I have done that I am currently doing and use that. But I've tended to think that that's simply not enough, or just hiding, just finding every reason to not use already what I have and the experience that I have, which is I have tremendous experience that I simply won't acknowledge. I want to be a PhD and I'm not. So
so then nothing else counts?
Exactly.
It's
insane. It's like that my almost 20 years being in this field don't count for anything. So so that's what I've just grasped that I'd like to hold on to right now, is defining and starting to work with Facebook with who I am now. I'm doing that in my current job where I'm doing my nutrition and fitness and teaching classes. I'm having a revelation as we've all gone through this to go, wow, that's totally tangible. I can start there and it feels really good. And I haven't had this. I've really been similar to, I think Karen mentioned it, that this has just been a very challenging time of the year. One of the things I also do in my work is that I'm committed to staying well and dealing with chemical depression and lack of light, not through medication, but through all of the remedies that I know, including exercise and meditation and also nutrition, to get through this. And so I really didn't even want to be on this coaching call today. I just wanted to sit in my little corner and mope. And so it's beautiful to get up and show up and be where I'm supposed to be in my life. And that's one of the challenges I have in terms of my getting to trust myself enough to know that I can get up and do what I need to do in a day. I know I can. Every time I go to my jobs, put all my personal shit aside, excuse me, but I do, and I shine. And that's a good feeling to know about, but I will forget the very next day. So, this has been a really good time for me to not kick myself for not being up on every assignment, to go gentle on myself when I'm totally and utterly confused about what I'm trying to do or learn, and just come back to a sense of what I do have and what I am doing and not really worry so much. And remind myself that all this material is accessible, which has been helpful. I have been using it. But it's just been really challenging to stay focused. That is a huge word for me. I finally got my three words on my walk this morning, and they just came. I just asked, and they came so fast, and I stopped and got tears in my eyes. But my three words for just how I can get back into who I am, it's both personal and professional. They're very simple. It's motivate, inspire, and change. Those are my three words that work for me. They're not, you know, these real amazing sacred words, although they are sacred, but I expected something different. And I heard those, and they really whacked me back to my center and about who I am, what I'm choosing to be, not just for myself personally as a woman and in my relationship, but what I'm attempting to shine into this world as a light in this world. And I need those words for myself, and that's what I do. I motivate, I inspire, and I change people. That's what I do in both my jobs, and it's very gratifying. So I felt like I kind of had a really, really good call, and I'll pass this on
because I'm
running out of time here. But yeah.
And thank you for showing up. Thank you for encouraging yourself to not follow that other very compelling motivation to go hang out in the corner by yourself and to show up and to be here. Thank you.
Yeah.
Would you like to play around with the Facebook goal a little bit?
Elaborate.
Okay. So I heard you say that you're congealing your vision of getting comfortable with Facebook, and part of the feeling of that is coming from where you are.
Yes.
And feeling competent and confident around using Facebook. Right?
Yes.
So if is there anything else to add to that vision? Or is that, would that encapsulate it?
Well, the only other piece that I have is that I have this sense that I want to, I'm not just saying, hey, this is what I do. I want to explain more, like part of my personal journey and that I integrate into my work is that it's simply not all about nutrition and exercise. Sure, those help. But if you can't manage your mind, I think nothing else can really succeed. And that would be at the tippy top of my message.
Okay.
Yeah.
Great. Okay. So you have a sense of what the theme of the messaging will be.
Yes.
Okay. So then. Looking at the conditions that would need to be in place to indicate to you that you have achieved the first phase or either the vision or the first phase towards your vision, what would need to be in place to indicate to you that you are so completely on track to being comfortable, confident with Facebook, you're sharing from where you are, you're sharing your knowledge in all the different subjects and areas that you know to be important. So what is something that would indicate to you that you're on track with that? And so this would be, so we're starting to move towards kind of connecting with the outside world with this part, right? So far that's all part of your vision, part of your motivation and moving forward with it. And so maybe you're, you know, for example, posting X number of times a day or a week. You are maybe getting a response, you know, at least one response per post indicating that it touched somebody. You know, like that kind of thing. So something that you can look to and point at and say, okay, I know that I'm successful with, I'm moving towards success with this vision because I see this happening or this happening or this happening. So are there a couple of things that you might be able to identify that would show you that?
Based on your suggestions, that's helpful. I definitely, when you first asked me, it was that I give myself a consistent time to post. For now, my commitment would be just once a week where I sit down and I have a post that I give. That I allow for that clarity of come from in what I choose to share from, could be the previous week or the day, whatever it is. And in terms of tracking that, I'd love to see some replies, likes. I don't know. I've never really thought about that. I'm not sure I was looking for that, but that seems to be a good indicator, because if I'm not getting any likes, then maybe I'd like to change my direction. Maybe I should give up on what I'm doing. But I'd love to, I don't know what's realistic, but even, yeah, just one comment or one like, any type of I'd love some commentary, but I don't know how to force that or ask for it, but yeah, that would at least be a good guide.
Mm-hmm. So maybe that this is just something as you you know, keep looking around on Facebook. So with this question in mind, take a look at you know, some of the people whose information you respect and think do a good job. And just let that question mull and let a few ideas just kind of come to mind. So it's the same example with the PhD, right? So if you set this expectation of, okay, so I don't know anything unless the condition is in place that I have a PhD, then there's a feeling of inadequacy. So if you shift the conditions to I'm affecting X number of people a week, I see them improve, they tell me that they improve, I see, you know, I see them walk out of there standing taller, being healthier, you know, there are measurable things that are indicating to you, they're giving you feedback that actually what you're doing is, you know, you know, amazing, and that you've got you know, like you said, a lot of skills and experience. So you want to be looking at for feedback that is going to give you an accurate read on around what it is you're doing. Does that make sense? So like come in and say like, I want to have, you know, like 50 likes per post, like that's the same thing. It's like saying, I want, you know, like, I don't know anything unless I have a PhD. It's like, that's ridiculous. Starting out. So, you know, just
qualitative too, not quantitative, right? Maybe it's more the quality or the responses in what people might say, not just the thumbs up. So,
yes.
Look at both sides, because if you're looking at just numbers, that might be too much pressure on yourself, right? Versus one good quality, thank you for changing my view and making me, you know, make a helpful decision for the day. That's pretty huge in my opinion. More than how many thumbs up, I don't know.
Yes. Thank you for that, Lisa. I agree. Absolutely.
Thank you. Right on. I'm not typically motivated by numbers as it is, which has been a little.
I didn't think so. So like I said, you know, take a little time on Facebook and come up with something that will help you just get an idea. Because whether you decide, and you know, similar situation with Denise, you know, like when you are clear on what you are wanting to bring forth into the world, and you're flexible with what that structure might look like, and you identify maybe here's something that I'm not getting to express for myself, how might I do that? Is being self-employed the only way to do that? And maybe, you know, just beginning with like challenging yourself and interacting more with people in another way is going to help, you know, open up some doors as far as understanding what the best path is for you.
I just get to continue to keep working on, I just feel like it's nice to have a real good sense of what I can work on in the next step, which I haven't really had up to this point. I've been dabbling and doing the work, but this is, it's a good feeling to leave with in this call, which I feel like I've been waiting for, and I finally have just enough. I don't feel like I have the whole thing, but it's just enough. So thank you, Sean.
Okay. This is beautiful. Okay.
I've got my bowl full. I'm ready.
Okay. Leave. Is it specific enough?
Do you
understand what you're looking for right now?
I do. I've got my notes here from what we just talked about, and I'd like to just work with that, and then I can put that in place. But it's very doable. I feel like it's not overwhelming, and that's a good place for me to start. Yeah.
Okay. Super. Yeah. And if you want to, start a Google Doc, and kind of do a little bit, not public, but if you want to share with me that goal process, you know, envision, right? Like comfort with Facebook, and you know, and list those qualities around what you want your Facebook experience to be, you know, in this growth area, and then say, okay, and these are the conditions that I'm going to look to help me see that I am moving in that direction. If you want to share those with me, I'd be, you know, happy to look at those with you. And then from there, you know, we can like take it to the next step. And so that's kind of what that whole goal process does. You know, if there's anything, you know, so then once you have the conditions, what are some, you know, then you start turning them into even more specific, how what's the next step in making that happen? Sound good?
Thank you.
Yes. Okay. So you don't have to wait until next week if you don't want. You can send that to me tomorrow.
Yeah, no pressure, but yes, I got that. I can.
Yeah, I can no pressure at all, but I'm just saying that, like, you know, you've got me here all week, so use it if you want to.
Okay, thanks for the reminder, Sean. Thank you.
Cool.
Okay,
all right.
I'm going to...
Thanks so much for sharing, Tamara. Yeah, thank you. Shakti Lisa, hello, hello.
Hi.
Thanks for being patient. Great to see you. Looks like Rowan has stepped away. So I would love to hear where you are with things and if you have specific thoughts, and we'll go from there.
So honestly, it sounds like a bit of a theme with all of us. I am literally just this morning getting back to work.
Yep.
And I have learned that I really do well in these, I don't know if I do well, but it's what I repeatedly create, and it actually seems to work for me, these periods where I'm just, you know, super focused and super slammed and really disciplined and just boom, 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 and then I need the exhale after that, you know, I'm unplugging completely. I'm not doing anything with work or business, and so... Anyway, I've been exploring that in the last 2 weeks. I haven't done any work. I've barely been online. And I haven't done anything with our mastermind, for sure. I didn't even get to my business. And so this morning I'm feeling like, whoa, you know, like holiday hangover time. Like there's tons that need to get done. I'm launching a program on February 5th. But I'm also, like, I was in a little bit of a panic this morning just looking, you know, and Asana has, like, oh, you have 78 tasks that are due and not complete, you know? I'm like, well, we need to go ahead and change some due dates, obviously. But, yeah, so super excited that I have Asana. Like, I'm really shocked. You know, that was a it felt like quite a labor, you know. I was pretty contracted there for a few weeks, choosing when and getting it. But now that, you know, I've gotten through the labor of that, there's like this beautiful, bouncing little baby girl, and she's just so beautiful, and it's so helping, you know, because I've got my assistant in there who's, you know, creating new things, and we're using it for our meeting agenda, for our staff meetings, and yeah, so that feels good. And there's just a lot of work to do right now because I'm kind of, you know, stepping back into things.
Right.
So, so my goal for this week is just to get back on track, get back to my structures, which also include things like, you know, getting off of sugar again and getting back to exercising, which I also haven't been doing in 2 weeks, and cutting back on alcohol, which I've been overindulging in, and just like it's a whole system that's kind of coming back into focus again.
Great.
And, and having compassion and understanding that this is how this particular soul likes to roll. You know, she likes to have these experiences of contrast. And so, So that it's been a good morning for just accepting that. And, yeah, there's just a ton to do this week. But I've got a lot of buffer time in. I'm clear, you know, there's, like, not a lot that's going to happen today. There's not a lot of open work hours, but there's enough to get some of the projects done. So yeah, I want to use you, but I'm not sure what to use you on.
Yeah,
is there any additional what's the word I'm looking for? Okay, you talked about the project stuff, and then as far as for getting back on track with the tracking, so you're getting back on track with your self-care. Getting back into your routines and all that kind of thing. Then as far as any of the routines or structure that you have been working on, like either in maintaining Asana or moving stuff from your email inbox and sending it over, is there any other just sort of maintenance / catch-up to be done around that kind of thing?
Doesn't feel like it. Like, I mean, that was one thing I did was emptied out my email inbox during the last, you know, 2.5 weeks I've taken off. So that I didn't have to deal with like 3,000 messages this morning, which was great.
Great.
And when there were specific things, I already popped them into Asana, you know, like specific things I wanted to handle. Okay. While you were talking this morning, I realized that I didn't have a this week tag in Asana.
Okay.
Because Asana gives me, you know, today, upcoming, or later.
Yep.
And I've been using that a lot. But when you were just talking, I just created a this week tag so I could just get, you know, like from my this page where I've got my brain dump.
Yep.
You know, like those things, making sure that I tagged those as this week in Asana so I can sort of see, okay, yeah, there's these chunks of work that need to happen in my open time. I think that one question that I'm having, just because I'm echoing, I think what a lot of us are saying is that there's still so much more I want to get out of this program, and there's so much you're offering that I'm just scratching the surface of.
Right.
And, like, I don't even remember where I stopped on the modules, but I think it was, like, you know, it was, like, 4 weeks at least ago that I even plugged into the course page.
Mm-hmm.
So, maybe, that's one I put down just to put at least an hour into Walk Tall this week, and the goal was to just go back into the modules and just see, like, where did I leave off? I know I haven't even looked at that Evernote tutorial you've done, and I haven't begun any of the organizing my electronic files thing yet, and that's something I want to do.
Okay. So. Right. So two small things. So one, as far as that catch-up maintenance, whatever, so the one that you do have is going back into Asana and changing the due date so you don't have 78 things that were due yesterday.
Yeah, we actually did that while we were working today.
Oh, you did. Okay, good.
Asana's, like, manageable, like there's a discrete amount of tasks for this week.
Yeah, that's the one kind of maintenance kind of thing on any to-do manager, whichever one you're using, is that starting with a clean slate each week. Mm-hmm. You know, so even when, if those due dates do start stacking up, or, you know, you step away for a couple of weeks and you end up with 78 things, it's like, wow, you don't need to be looking at that. And you do want to get that cleared out pretty soon. Otherwise, you'll start kind of going blind to it and not mm-hmm. seeing it, and then, you know, you start falling off the wagon. So great. So I'm glad you already did that. And then there was something. Oh, I was just going to say, if you have ideas, feedback, suggestions on how I can support you moving forward, I would love to know. You know, like, what would you want to see continued? Will you continue to access, I mean, yes, of course you have access to those lessons, and will you, if you're not getting this weekly reminder on these Monday mornings kind of thing, so what would help you come back to them? So what kind of support would you like? So I was the one who put forth, here's the structure for the next 3 months. These lessons will be available. We'll get together on Monday mornings. We'll do a wrap session. We'll do this coaching call. So you've had 3 months of experience of this. What would you like now? So that this is the part where now it's your turn to tell me how can I be of assistance and service to you? And this can be a you know, now, tell me now, or, you know, just shoot me an email, or we can talk about it next week, whatever. But at this point, I don't want to just say, here's what the next thing is. I want to hear from you and know how can I help. Or is just having access to them and having, you know, a bit of email and, you know, Google Doc communication, is that sufficient? And if so, fine. And if there's something more, throw out some ideas. I would love to hear.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, think about it, because I think it's a good inquiry, especially as we're wrapping up. You know, like, I just did another online course that was a weekly call for 12 weeks, and mm-hmm. I'm definitely noticing now that the structure of that 12 weeks it has gone, that some of those systems, they've already totally fallen off for me. You know, some of them I'm picking back up, and I'm also in kind of evaluating, well, which is this a priority for me right now or not, you know? Right. The good thing for me about this course and what you're offering is that I'm seeing such tangible results in my business and in, you know, my stress level. And I'm very motivated to continue because it's making my life a lot more manageable. So, right. And it's improving my business. So my sense is that, you know, knowing now where to go for those resources, like, I'm not sure, it probably isn't going to happen in January that I'm going to do my clean up my electronic filing, because I'm launching a program February 5th. Like, everything's kind of focused right now on that program.
Yes. Right.
So. Oh, okay. February 5th, when that's launched, then I'm not launching any more programs until the summer. And so then I'm just teaching and serving my clients, but I'm not, you know, creating like this big thing I'm trying to make happen. So my theory is that, you know, I'll be able to kind of plug back into more of these systems. That's probably when I will want to email you, or, and I'm going to trust you to say, like, look, you're asking for too much beyond what I'm willing to do. And so then I just might want to hire you for an hour of coaching here or there, however that works, so that we can get nitty gritty on, you know, how do I do this and what's working and not.
Right.
But overall, like this structure, I love the idea of doing this every Monday morning. It actually, I don't know if I ever told you this, but I was a huge, huge fan of Stephen Covey's system. Which eventually Franklin Planner bought, but before Franklin Planner bought it, like this was back, God, I don't know, 20 years ago. And one of his systems was either Monday morning or Sunday night to really look at, like, here are my roles for the, I don't know if you ever used that system, but he had it, had you look at what are your roles, which I really liked. So, like, here's what I'm going to do as a mom this week, and here's what I'm going to do as a friend, and here's what I'm going to do for my self-care, and here's all the things I'm going to do in my business. And so this is really I've always missed that process. Like, once I stopped doing it, I've missed it. So this is the replacement process to that, of just kind of like, okay, Monday morning, you know, kind of creating what's my week look like. So it just feels very sane.
Yeah.
I need to just move into my week.
It is. It's a very sane producing process. Yeah, I agree. So I'll throw out there that one thought that I had, so I am planning on running this course again in March. It'll definitely be a different pricing structure. So there'll be a different pricing structure. It'll probably be considerably more to do to have the coaching call part add on. But one thing that I was thinking about for grads was that I could offer a really discounted version that you could listen in and, you know, be on the email list. And so I'll be kind of expanding out the email list a little bit. So you could kind of like tap back into that structure, show up for the wrap sessions if you wanted and that type of thing, and, you know, still have access to the lessons and all that kind of stuff. So that's just one thought that I'm playing around with, so you can let me know if that is something that might be appealing to you. Grant, that's not until March, so there's still a couple of months. And as I mentioned last week, I also encourage you to reach out to each other. And if, you know, two of you want to hop, three of you, I mean, shit, you could all get on the same Google Hangout and do the wrap session, just like show up for each other on Monday mornings and just set that up for yourselves. You could do that too. It's an easy process, and everyone should know how to run a Google Hangout in case you want to do it for your clients. So consider that conversation is open. I'm all ears, and okay. We can chat a little bit more about it next week.
Sounds good.
Cool. Okay. Any other thoughts, Shakti, Lisa?
Thank you. Good. Thank you.
Okay. All right. Thank you. Have a fabulous week. I'm available through Facebook, and I know we're kind of just getting back in the groove of things, so have any thoughts or whatever that you want to chat about, please let me know.